Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of What Days of the Month. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Lauren Davidson. I talk with Lauren about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. This should be a fun one, y'all.
Hi, everybody.
And I didn't know if Craig... was gonna make it in time for the show or not. Put your hair on, bud.
Cody, hi. I'm Cody and Lauren. I'm so sorry. I missed my train by 2 or 3 minutes, so I had to wait for another one, and then my cell phone warmed dead, so I couldn't get on until I got into the car with the charger. So,
no worries. Hi, Craig. How are you?
Terrific. It's great to talk to you both, and I'll drink to a wonderful interview. I'll drink to that.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much
completely.
For having me. We have this book for
coming
out.
Thank you for taking time to do this with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And This song, this is the first time I've heard this song all the way through. And,
oh, no
and
way.
Let me tell you, it is such a jam. I mean, it is so good.
Thank you so much. It's a fun one. I really was happy to release this song. It was a really fun summer song.
Laura, it's maybe a summer song, but you could use it all year long.
You know, I like to, whenever we get for interviews, I like to wait and get my first reaction to the song while the guest is on air with us. So I won't listen to it previously.
That's cool, though. That's awesome.
Before we dive into things today, I've got two questions for you. Well, they're not exactly questions, but just kind of introduce yourself and tell the listeners how you got into music and podcasting.
Okay, well, hello, everybody. Thank you for listening. My name is Lauren Davidson, and I've been involved in music one way or another my entire life. My dad was a singer-songwriter when I was a kid, and I have like early memories that instead of reading books to go to bed, he would sing me to sleep, or we would have like a little jam session, a little like lullaby sing-along every night before bed. So music was always something that was in my house and something that was a part of my childhood growing up. And at an early age, I took to the love of theater, and I started doing theater, which was also a big part of my life all through like high school and college. And then I moved to New York City after college and started singing again with a bunch of bands and decided that I wanted to write my own music to express some of the things that I was feeling and going through at the time. And then next thing I knew, I had a bunch of songs and I started performing with a band, and we're only like, it'll be 3 years in February. So that's like already in like 2 weeks. It'll be about 3 years since my first show with my band, which is pretty cool.
That's terrific.
That is awesome.
Thank you. It's fun. It's definitely been a journey, but music as a overall has been a part of my life, you know, forever.
You know, we have some friends in common, Lauren. Carolyn Miller is one of our dearest friends here on the show. She is such a sweetheart.
Yes, I saw some of her live stream of her interview with you, what was that, like 2 weeks ago, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it was maybe, it was on her birthday, actually, is when it was. So that was about maybe 2 weeks ago, like you said, yeah. But she is one of our dearest friends. And also, October Rose.
Yes. I feel like there's even more.
A great duo, too.
I saw they did an interview with Cassie Wells.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We just interviewed Cassie this past Saturday.
Yeah, that's some good stuff
and
with her, too. I feel like our world is so small. I'm sure there's so many people that we both know.
Yes.
Yes, it is. And,
I wanted to add, Laura, that our world is small even before we started in the world of music, or at least because you were from Sheepshead Bay in Brooklyn, which is only a few minutes from where I grew up in Mill Basin.
Oh, yes. We had this conversation. Yes, I grew up, I didn't really grow up there, but I was born in Sheepshead Bay.
That's
nice.
Enough.
It's
great to take Brooklyn to country music.
I did have some kind of fun, get to know you questions if you're okay with that. And I think we just lost Lauren. Crap.
Oh. Can you hear me, Cody?
Yeah, I got you, bud. And she's back. Hold on 1 second.
I'm here. I'm sorry I lost you.
Don't worry about it. Technical difficulties happen all the time, you know. It's one of the joys of radio, you know.
But I'm back. I'm back.
Exactly. I did have some kind of fun kind of get-to-know-you questions, if you're okay with it.
Yeah, of course. Let's do it.
Awesome. This question is probably my quote-unquote go-to question that I ask pretty much every artist. So if you could go back and change one thing about your career, would you, and what would it be?
Maybe just get started a little earlier. I found such like a joy and a passion for creating my own music and not singing other people's music and writing and playing with my band. And I, you know, if I could change anything, I maybe would have hoped to have found that a little bit earlier on this journey. But I'm so thankful to be on this journey now.
Now, I like to get to know the guests a little bit more as people, as opposed to the artist side of it. So that's where this question comes in.
Okay.
If you weren't in the music business, what would you be doing right now?
Growing up, I wanted to be a lawyer. Honestly, my whole life, I wanted to be a lawyer. I think, having the acting background, I always thought that kind of being a defense attorney was, acting a little bit, and it was a little bit theatrical. And I think that mostly just comes from, what you see on TV and in movies, but something about that really interested me. And I thought, you know, up until basically my senior year of high school, I was going to college to be a lawyer.
What ended up persuading you, Lauren, to become into music and totally forget about being a lawyer, which was a great move, by the way?
Well, like I said earlier, music has been a part of my life, and so was theater. But I think I thought that I wasn't allowed to go to college and pursue that as a career, that once I graduated high school, it was just kind of going to be a hobby for me. And I remember, I guess it was my junior year, not my senior year, when I was getting ready to apply for schools and stuff, my dad was like, do you want to audition for theater programs at college? And I was like, I'm allowed to do that? And he was like, yeah, of course. So that kind of was like, having the acceptance from him specifically of being like, this is something that you can pursue for your life and start taking a little more seriously than just a hobby, and kind of switched everything for me internally.
Well, great that your father helped get towards music.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It's great that your father helped you steer your career towards music, so now you're doing what you love full time.
Right.
Well, like I said earlier, he was kind of the one that always had introduced me to music, and we would sing together. And then because he plays instrument and writes music. And then after going to school for theater and kind of coming to New York and wanting to write music, I came to him first and was like, hey, I have some ideas for songs. I don't know if they're any good, but would you want to sit down and try to write with me? And we co-write today, you know, 4 out of the 5 songs on my EP we co-wrote together. And if you come to see a show of mine, probably more than half of the songs that we perform, we wrote together.
Oh, wow.
Hey, before I forget, I wanted to tell you that every Friday I host another show called Indie Country Radio. I'm sure you've probably seen the tweets and Instagram posts. I'll drink to that to rotation to that show.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I'll go ahead and I'll tell you this now, but if there's ever anything I can do for you, whether it's promotion for a brand new single, whatever it is, don't ever hesitate to reach out, okay?
Okay, I definitely will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
And the reason I say that is because I feel like if this little radio show I created 2 years ago, if it can be like a stepping stone to that next thing, whatever it is, that next interview or that next gig or whatever, I feel like I've more than done my job.
Well, thank you. I feel like as independent artists in general, we all need the support of anyone and everyone that we could possibly get. It really is a tough industry, but what makes it all a little bit easier is having the support of people around you. So thank you so much.
And I didn't even realize until I got into it how tough of an industry it actually is.
I mean, yeah, I think entertainment, whether it be music or film or, I mean, all industries, but the entertainment industry specifically is a very, very difficult industry for different reasons, whether it be certain things are very political or you need to have a lot of money to get things done. It is a little difficult, but I know who are, fighting the same fight that I am are just so passionate about music. I'm so passionate about music. I'm passionate about my music. I'm passionate about the people that I meet through music, that it makes it all worth it regardless.
And speaking of music, I wanted to ask you, what music are you currently listening to right now?
Oh, my God. Okay, well, I'm, like, a song person. There's artists that I like, of course, but I love songs. Like, I don't necessarily love a full, like, body of work from just, like, one person.
Right.
So I try to, like, rotate my music on my phone, like, every week if I can. And right now I've been listening to a little bit of Caitlin Smith's new album. Love Brothers Osborne's new single. I'm really digging this new Zed song with Maren Morris on it. And Justin Timberlake and Chris Stapleton, Say Something. Those are a few.
I'm the same way. My music tastes are pretty much all over the place. I tell people this. I'll listen to pretty much anything. I'll listen to pretty much anything once, twice if I like it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
And if my best friend will tell you this about me. My music tastes range from, oh, my God, you need to hear this, too. Yeah, please don't judge me for having this on my playlist.
I'm not embarrassed with anything that I listen to. I like the song, I like it. It doesn't matter.
Exactly. And a prime example. On my phone, I've got anything from hard rock to just straight up as country as you can get. And pretty much anything in between. So I'll be listening to Eminem 1 minute, then the next minute it'll switch to Alan Jackson. I mean, as straight up as country as you can possibly get.
That's awesome, though.
Yeah. And I am like a complete music nerd. You know, I was actually in the marching band in high school.
Awesome.
So that's probably where that comes from. But anyway.
Well, I think it's like music makes you feel something, right? So you.
True, it does.
For me, like, I like different music depending on what kind of mood I'm in. There's certain songs that I love when I'm like getting ready to go out or getting pumped for a show. And then there's certain music I like to listen to when I'm traveling or in a car. You know, it depends on the mood and the day and the weather and all of that stuff. So that makes it more flexible, I guess, too.
Right. I've got kind of like a fun question for you that I always love to ask. Ask on the show. You're stranded on a deserted island and can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Well, an iPod or something to play music on. Maybe like pictures. I'm a big picture person. And a bottle of Jameson.
Nice.
We'll make it all better, right?
I also wanted to ask. See, I'm a big fan of artist interviews. I'll read, watch, or listen to pretty much any artist interview I can find. So I was watching one day. I was watching Dan Rather, who is just the best at what he does, interview a Kid Rock one time, and he asked this question, so I'm going to ask you, when everything is said and done with your career, and you've won Grammys, CMA Awards, or whatever, what's one thing that you want to be remembered for as an artist?
Oh, my God, that is a really tough question. I think I just want to be remembered for making good music, for making music that people connect to.
Awesome. And along those same lines, what inspires or motivates you, whether in your professional life or your personal life?
Well, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm like pretty type A. I think there's a lot of different things that motivate me and inspire me. I'm inspired by other music places, like the city, New York City, is something that inspires me, but then also traveling to other places inspires me. I don't know, there's so many different things.
Warren, you said, what places would you be interested in traveling to perform within the near future?
Say that one more time.
Yes. Where would you be interested in traveling to perform in the near future?
I mean, I want to travel and perform anywhere and everywhere, but I would love to go to London. I've never been to London. I would love to go to London and perform there. To perform at Red Rocks, I feel like that's a bucket list. It's just gorgeous amphitheater. Those are two places that I would love, but
Do you see yourself wanting to perform in festivals such as the Route 91 Festival and the CMA Fest?
I mean, it's hard to talk about Route 91 with what happened not that long ago, but festivals in general are something that I would like to perform at. I love the camaraderie of bringing all these fans of any genre, not just country fans, but country fans for country festivals, together to one place, and to bring a bunch of artists together to one place. I think the idea of that is really cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, a couple more questions, and I think we're gonna wrap things up. But professionally speaking, what's the best thing that's ever happened to you?
I think the first time I got to open for a national act, I've done it so many now. Everyone is still amazing, but I think the very first one, where it kind of just felt like someone was giving me a chance, that was pretty incredible. I opened for Low Cash. And then the first time that I played, like, the big venue in my hometown, which I grew up in New Jersey, and there's a pretty big venue there called I Play America, and a lot of acts come through. They've had, like, Cassidy Pope there. I opened for Craig Campbell there, and it was just really incredible to be playing such a big venue in my hometown.
Well, I play theater is only 15 miles from where I live, Lauren. That's a nice venue.
I mean, I grew up in Freehold.
That is cool.
It's right there. You know, the venue wasn't there when I was growing up. They opened it later, like when I already kind of moved away from the area. But when I saw that they had concerts there, I was like, I need to play there. I want to play there. I'm going to play there someday. And I've played there twice now. It's been so great.
I was there for the Cassidy Pope show. Oh, I should have met you there.
I didn't play that show. I just met that she has played there before.
Well, I hope that you will end up playing there one more time at least.
Yeah, I played there two times last year with Parmalee and with Craig Campbell, and it was so great. So hopefully they'll have two more shows, and we'll be able to do that.
Would like that.
And I think kind of switching gears here, I know pretty much everybody, it seems like everybody in the world is on social media at this point. We're all on social media.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I follow you on pretty much everything. So I'm just putting that out there. But how has social media affected your career thus far?
I think for me specifically, it's been a good way to connect with people, both fans and industry. Like, it's crazy how just having that outlet where you could message someone, or like someone can post a show or be like, hey, I'm looking for people to interview. I mean, that's how I'm here interviewing even today. So I think that it has also like opened doors and created opportunities that wouldn't have happened without social media. Plus, it's a great way to connect with fans all over the country or the world, you know? You don't just have to meet someone at a show. You can meet them through social media. They can be introduced to your music that way as well.
You know, and speaking for the show, we 95% of our guests come from social media. That's how we find 95% of our guests. So social media for us is huge.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to think that, you know, not that long ago we lived in a time where that wasn't as prevalent, but it is really essential to any career, not just a musician.
Right, I agree with that. Let me pick your brain here a little bit. When you're opening for these big acts like Low Cash or whoever, and you step off stage, do you ever just stop and think, how is this my life right now?
Oh my God, there's been so many times. I have a video, I think, of the first time I played Starland Ballroom. I opened for Justin Moore, where I just like could not stop smiling and like giggling through the set. Like I just, it was so incredible. It was sold out. I had gone to concerts there before, and just being on the stage and then seeing his show on the same stage with his band and his production. I mean, this was like a small venue for him. I feel like at the time he was on a like stadium tour, and this was like a in between a pickup stage for him. It was just incredible. I was like, I cannot wait to see that happening right now. That's just one of the occasions where that happened. And
as you know, it seems like for the past 6 years I've been asking myself that question, because if you'd have told me even 10 years ago, I'd be sitting here talking to some incredibly talented people, yourself included. I'd have probably slapped you and asked what kind of drugs you were on.
Well, thank you, and congratulations for that. It is really great for you and for all of us, and cool to see the progress of our own journeys.
And I know I told you this before, before we wrap up, I wanted to say again, if there's ever anything I can do for you, I don't ever hesitate to reach out.
Thank you so much. I definitely will. I really appreciate you guys taking the time to talk to me today.
It's been an honor, Lauren.
Absolutely.
I wanted to ask you that you have your big concert. You're returning to the Starland Ballroom in early March to open up
with
Tyler
Farr. Yes, I will be at the Starland Ballroom with Tyler Farr on March 9th.
Nice.
That's a terrific show.
One or two more questions for you before we wrap. Whether it's in your personal life or your professional life, what's the best advice you've ever been given?
To live in the moment and to take things day by day. I think it's so easy, and in both my personal life and my professional, I think it's so easy to get caught up in the big picture and to get caught up in wanting certain things, and sometimes you could take what you have for granted. And so I'm kind of learning to live in the moment, to appreciate the things that I have right now, and to trust in the process and know that things will come with hard work, and I think it's a little bit of determination.
You will still, I believe, with baby steps, Lauren, you will get up to the bigger venues.
What's
and
that?
You will be a headliner. With baby steps, moving slowly, moving forward, taking things day by day, you will become a headliner and playing at larger venues.
Thank you so much. I think it's just so easy to get caught up in what you're doing that you don't. It's hard to see even just the progress that we've made. So I try to remind myself at times to like take a step back and look in. When you're so consumed with things, it gets overwhelming. So to take a step back to look at all the things that I have done, all the progress that I have made since I've started this journey.
Yes, and it's worked very well.
Well, this has been so much fun.
Hello?
This has been so much fun, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah, it has. Thank you so much again for talking to me.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, where can fans follow you on social media if they want to keep up with what you're doing?
Of course. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And my Facebook and Instagram are Lauren Davidson Music, where you can find me at laurendavidsonmusic.com. And my Twitter is Lauren DA Music.
Awesome. And I've got to tell you, Lauren, this past 35 or 40 minutes we've been talking, and I hope I'm not overstepping, but I do consider you a friend.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, and you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime.
I will definitely be back. Thank you again so much.
Mm.
Absolutely. So I think I'm gonna let you go, but I'll definitely be talking to you on social media. Okay.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah, have a great show in Stamford, Connecticut.
Thanks, Lauren.
Thank you so much, Craig. I'll see you soon. Have a
see
good
you
night.
Soon, Lauren. You too.
Bye.
Bye. Well, that was so much fun. Wow.
Talking about coming in just in the nick of time.
True, you did. Of course, technical difficulties couldn't be helped, but I mean, I was honestly getting a little bit worried. I was like, it's 1 minute, Craig hadn't called in. I was like, wait, what's happening here?
I knew what was happening. And I
wasn't
happy.
And that's all that counts, so.
Just like Lauren Storm, I really wanted to do that.
So, who do we have coming up the rest of the week, buddy?
Tomorrow we have Pageantry, a.k.a. Rachel Caroline Tripp, who's a fantastic new singer. Thursday we have Alyssa Coulter. Alyssa Coulter. And Saturday we have talk show host. Is it Jana Martin? Is that correct?
Yeah.
So we have this is just the beginning of this wonderful week.
Yes, it is. So I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Talk to you tomorrow, Cody. Have a good night.
All right, I'll talk to you later. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Miss Lauren Davidson. Like Craig said, tomorrow at 4:30 Central, we have the super talented pageantry joining us. Let's see. Yeah, that's tomorrow. And Thursday, we've got let's say culture, something about a show. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.